about government, music, art, health, science, ecology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence with Prince, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour. Before we bring our guest up tonight, I want to welcome everyone who's listening around the world, not just on BBSRadio.com, but also on Wind Talkers Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. So nice to have everyone in the U.S. military that tunes in now on a regular basis. Here we are, July the 23rd on the West Coast, now July the 24th on the East Coast in the Central Time Zone, and pretty much everywhere else east of the United States, across the Atlantic and into Europe and Asia. Got a few names to throw by you here. Daryl DeFay, Daryl D. DeFay, Daryl P. DeFay, Daryl Prevost DeFay, Prevost D. Obama, Prevost Daryl Obama, Daryl R. Obama DeFay, D. R. Obama Prevost, Daryl Prevost DeFay, Daryl Prevost, Daryl R. Prevost, Daryl Reynard Prevost. By the way, Reynard is French for fox. Daryl Prevost DeFay, Daryl R. Prevost DeFay. Those are all listings under Daryl DeFay. That's listing number one, age 49, found in Patterson, California, Oakland, California, Berkeley, California, Palo Alto, California, Richmond, California, and Pleasant Hill, California. Then we go to Gaspar N. Obama. Gaspar N. Obama Andame, or Andame. I guess this is supposed to be the African version of Barack Obama or Barry Satoru in Guaynabo, Puerto Rico. Interesting that that would show up on an American database. Puerto Rico is not even in the United States. Reiki Obama, Murrieta, California. Number four, Miguel Obama. Oh, Espanol. Miguel Obama is his alias as well. Dover, New Jersey, Marcus Obama, Gray, Georgia, Jane Obama, Madison, Ohio, Barack Obama, Irvine, California, Barack Obama, Manalapan, Florida, Josh Obama. Oh, we got the Irish version here. Hyde Park, Massachusetts, Barack Obama, Alpharetta, Georgia, Barack Obama, Jackson, New Jersey, Baracke Obama, Boca Raton, Florida, Barack Obama, Franklin, Wisconsin. My goodness, he's into cheese. Wannabe Obama, Houston, Texas. Hillary Obama, Talafofo, Guam. Oh, this is really exciting. But I'm going to stop at number 15. What am I reading here? These are this is the bonus page to the Three Stooges Go to Washington, Part 7, A and B. If you make it through Part B, it takes you to a bonus page where I've disclosed just 50 of the real estate transactions that occur on the Internet and people's search engines, including the database of so-called residences and relatives. It's a treasure trove of names for anyone doing any research, especially on real estate fraud. And I thought I'd open the show with that tonight. And now it's time to welcome our guest. He is a former U.S. Marine, served from 1967 through 1977. He has his own radio talk show on Wind Talkers Radio Network, as well as Blog Talk Radio, which is why they are carrying this show tonight as well. And he is heard around the world, not just for his opinions, but for his great research and for his patriotism. My good friend, brought to me by the late Mary Ann Ponder, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. As normal, I'm doing my due diligence. You brought something up to my attention while you were talking, and I thought I had it here, and I did, but it was away from my normal reach. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are around the world, and all my Marines out there that are tuning in. God bless you. Semper Fi. I know that we got a new listener out of Las Vegas, Nevada, that called me just before the show. And to all the other Marines out there, to all the girls and guys that are rebroadcasting this signal, kudos to you, because you're getting the truth out around the world. And I want you all to know that I've got a quote here that I want to read. And, Don, you're going to love this.
Drew, before you read it, I just want to point out that I'm getting a ground hum from your end. I don't know if you might know what's causing that, but
yeah, it's called a fan on the floor.
Okay, I'm just letting you know that we've got a terrible hum that's eating up the place.
Did that take care of it?
It's a little better, but it's still there.
Well, that's the computer fan, on the computer fans. Remember, I don't have air conditioning, so you're going to hear a lot of these little things on the side. This is a poor man's studio, okay?
Okay. Go ahead and read the message that you got, Drew.
I got this outlay that Marianne gave to me a couple of years ago about Brother's House. And I was picked it up and started reading on it the other day, there was this apropos quote that I'm going to be using on my knees and views tomorrow, because I've read this many times, but it never hammered me in the face until tonight. No one will care how much we know until they know how much we care. Of primary importance is the desire that all world come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that none would lose their most precious gift of eternal life, that all would be rooted and grounded in Him, not easily tossed aside as children. That's a profound little paragraph statement, and she's got these little quotes and tidbits all through this, talking about Brother's House. And one of the things that really hit me, that because I've got Marines that call me all the time from around the United States looking for a place to stay, and if anybody out there would like to take a Marine in on the West Coast, I have a Marine now in Las Vegas, Nevada, who's in a Veterans Administration, who is about to be released, and he's looking for a like-minded, spiritual American citizens, somebody that has maybe a small ranch in which he could come and work off some labor and unite with you guys, because he has got eyes open thanks to Don Nikoloff's articles, and he's looking for a place to unite because he doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have a family anymore. They've just about all passed on. But in this last little segment there, Marianne wrote about 10 years ago is when she actually wrote this. There can be many catalysts for change, necessity, desperation, personal challenge, inspiration, motivation. Example, it is my desire for Brother's House to be a catalyst for individual growth, challenging myself and others to rise above the easily settled for limitations of mediocrity, developing ourselves to our maximum potential, that we may give our uttermost for the betterment of mankind, for our families, our communities, and our nation.
Boy, those are heavy words.
And the lady was an inspiration, and now you understand why sometimes I get a little broken up when I talk about her.
Yes, as well as I do, and Greg Evenson also. She brought the three of us together, and by doing so, she brought us to the whole world.
And she was, ladies and gentlemen, you have to know something. She was my little mentor out there, keeping an eye on the railroad tracks up in Walnut Ridge, Arkansas, giving me input to medical train cars that were painted white. And we're talking about rail cars with no windows. We're not talking about the rail cars that a lot of you see out there that haul automobiles that's been converted to hauling people. And the reason that these automobile carriers that the railroad has or that have been used to haul automobiles across the country. Their excuse was too many other cars were being vandalized when they're being shipped from A to B. But in actuality, these cars, with a matter of 3 hours per car, two men can convert them into prison cars. Two men in 3 hours can convert them to hauling prisoners on an upper layer and a lower level. And we're not talking about standing room only. We're talking about with Navy type cots, to where the upper level, where people would have a place to lay down and sleep while they're being transported across the country. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. Marianne sits there and she watched all this stuff and gave me heads up so I could get the word out to some Marines out there in Memphis, Tennessee and Tulsa, Oklahoma, because that's where the rail line went. And it ran from East Coast to West Coast, Don. And a lot of this goes down with the timing of your article with the Three Stooges going to Washington over the last, 6 or 7 months? Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to read that article, because right now we've got this exercise that is going down, coming out of the United States, this military exercise for 2009, and it's not only going on in the United States with 12,000 Australians on American soil, to take place beginning the 27th of July and ending on the 31st day of July at midnight. But obviously, it's taking several days to get 24,000 troops from Australia here. How about the 12,000 Mexicans that are coming up from Mexico? How about the 3,000 Germans that are coming from Germany? And the 2,000 Dutch that are coming from the Netherlands? How about the 22,000 Canadians that are being mustered into this exercise? How many of you know about Exercise Tailspin Saber 2009? And what is Exercise Tailspin Saber? Well, it's the exact same thing, only it's going down in Australia. And what's going on in Australia is not only the United States and the Australians and the Canadians and the New Zealanders working on their little exercise. They've brought in, of all people, they've brought in Thailand. And Thailand has got 2,200 military personnel coming over. Or, and it may not be Thailand. I'm being advised that, Drew, I only use Thailand as an example. It is another Southeast Asian country. It's not Thailand specifically. But ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? All of these movements are going on. I haven't found the one in Great Britain. But what are we doing training personnel from other nations around the world? George Washington gave us a farewell address. Have you read it? Do you understand it? Have you, you see all of what's going on? All of a sudden, within the last week, Don Nikoloff has presented you Part 7A and Part 7B. In the last 2 days, we have been hearing examples of Social Security numbers being used by Obama on real estate transactions in the United States, the continental United States, meaning the 48 states of the North America continent. That excludes Alaska, and but he also used them in Hawaii. But he didn't use any in Australia, in Alaska. And all of this has come out just in the last couple of 3 days, with Arlie Tanks making the first statement, and then our illustrious leader Don Nikoloff, he goes in and documents it even deeper. How many of you out there have listened to the White Rabbit from the late 60s and 70s. Do you know what the title song, White Rabbit, Don?
Yeah, that was Jefferson Airplane.
Exactly! And people, you need to listen to that, because Don Nikoloff's been going down the rabbit hole and finding out about this. Don, what about these passports and Dr. Orly Tanks? All of a sudden, nobody wants to talk about Orly Tanks for what, her first lawsuit was filed last year. Nobody talks about her. And then in the last 3 days after your documentation on the Three Stooges going to Washington uncovers the possibility of the long-dated, long-legged MacDaddy has got a father. Who is the father? And the long-legged MacDaddy, and say, and ladies and gentlemen, you think that's my coin phrase? The Spirit gave that phrase to none other than Dr. James David Manning, a black man in New York who has a humongous congregation. And you need to listen to his video if you want to hear a black man get out there and start screaming about, oh man, long-legged MacDaddy is enslaving America, and he's not even an American citizen. And this is from a black man. You think this is, if people want to get on Don Nikoloff or Drew Raines or other talk show hosts out there that are white, or you're a racist. Well, that's bull. We're not in a society of racism anymore. We're a society of truth, honor, and justice. What happened to you people out there, Don? What do you see in all this BS with these Social Security numbers? What's the hidden agenda here?
Well, the Social Security numbers, Drew, relate to my opening statement when I was reading off just 15 aliases, only 15 aliases off of, actually there are more, but the first 15 entries, when you search an address for Barack Obama, you get addresses all over the United States, Puerto Rico, Guam, and you have to ask yourself, how did this poor man that couldn't afford his own schooling, that got loans to go to the alleged Punahou school, he's alleged to have gone to Occidental College, he's alleged to have gone to Columbia University, Ivy League schools, and Harvard University. How did this man do this? Coming from these poor backgrounds, this poor background that he described, it's impossible. You see, this has to do with the money laundering that's going on. This has to do directly with the fraud in Wall Street, in the stocks. And,
wait a minute, hold it. Wall Street. You mean the big slot machine of New York?
Yeah, exactly. These obviously. Are Social Security numbers that don't belong to him, but they've been given to him. He's got properties assigned to this. There are bank accounts and stock funds associated with this. This is prime money laundering that's going on the internet. And in my bonus page, as I referenced at the top of the show, you go and read both parts of The Three Stooges Go to Washington, part 7A and 7B, and at the bottom of 7B, after you've read that, you have a clear understanding of what you're going to see on a bonus page that comes up in my documents. And I just took, right off of USSearch.com, I took the list that was there. Now, this list may have been expunged, so you have the list that I got off the internet when it was posted. And there are many such lists. Dr. Tate and her investigators read my work and saw this, and so they followed this trail. And that led them to other Social Security numbers. So the existence of those Social Security numbers is a reality. The legitimacy of those Social Security numbers, however, is being used to commit fraud. Felonies, in fact. Okay? So this is the person we have sitting in the White House. And I've got other lists like this, Drew. You know, this is just scratching the surface, if that. So I hope that answers your question.
Well, I'm asking that question for the audience to get caught up, because, ladies and gentlemen, I am just a very limited, educated United States Marine. I don't hold a lot of sheepskins. I do have my own sheepskin, but I don't hold a lot of sheepskins. My master herbalist, Mary Joan Mondello, has more sheepskins than most of the professors that I've been educated under. And for all my friends out there, Mary Joan's got it. She's got five sheepskins, and I don't know anybody out there that's got five sheepskins in a profession to bring forth health and care and their medical doctors. And that includes some of the world-renowned doctors. So I turn around and I look for the truth, and we believe as former active duty, retired, and discharged Marines, honorably discharged Marines around the world, loyalty above all else except honor. Honor to who? Honor to ourselves as former Marines, honor to God the Father, and God.
Yes.
Without,
well,
you know, to demean him, I want you all to know that we have got to unite and network and get the truth out there and honor our Savior and honor our Creator. Is that not true, Don?
Yes, that's, you know, my inspiration is God and His Son Jesus Christ for doing this work. This is so grave and so important in terms of the future of humanity to understand what's going on. You've got people engrossed in staring at the boob tube, watching every TV show that comes out as escapism from facing reality. And eventually, you're not going to be able to run from this. You know, we've done a series of shows this week on vaccinations. And the intent to murder millions, even billions of people around the planet. For some reason, this is poo-pooed by many people, and certainly is not being discussed in truth by the mainstream media. They are now, as I've postulated in my most recent article, they are trying to continue this Hegelian dialectical argument between Hawaii and Kenya. They actually brought G. Gordon Liddy on as an expert witness, someone to rail against. And this, I'm speaking of Chris Matthews on MSNBC this evening. You bring a criminal from Watergate. Think about this, folks. A criminal from Watergate. A member of Richard Nixon, who resigned in disgrace, Richard Nixon's cabinet, and they're actually trying to downplay the legitimacy of Liddy's argument. Although Liddy, as far as I'm concerned, didn't even know why he was on that show. If you ask me, they brought this guy out of a mind control a vault someplace at Montauk and put him in front of TV cameras. The guy couldn't even argue whatever he was supposed to be arguing. But I can tell you, again, we saw a phony birth certificate on television. This time it had a certification number, but it was bogus. Absolutely bogus. You tell me why they put one on the internet, doesn't have a crease in it. Now, this one was folded as if somebody had sent it in an envelope to NBC. It's so ridiculous what they're doing. Certainly, I present a third option, and I debunked the proclaimed death of Michael C. Rockefeller. They faked his death. I think you would agree with me, Drew, on the basis of just analyzing the photos and the story, and going down the rabbit hole on that story, you can see that that they faked this guy's death. And there's a reason why you fake someone's death, especially when the death is faked at the time that Barack Obama was supposedly born. Now, listen to this final thing here before you fill in for me or respond to what I'm saying. Chris Matthews said, here we have the birth certificate. It shows the date, 7/24/61. Wait a minute. The date is supposed to be August the 4th. What the heck is going on here? You know, it's beyond me. Why did he say that? This broadcast took place on the 23rd, so he's referencing 7/24 or July 24th, 1961 as what? Obama's birth date? Now we have a second birth date here? Are we not hearing the lies that are being told? Are we not hearing the exaggerations and the spin and the cover-up and the deceit and the propaganda? Are we not hearing that? Go ahead, Drew.
No, that's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Why is a man that has been convicted, served time in jail for a criminal activity, being interviewed, why don't they pick up the phone and get in touch with Orly Tate direct and then let her defend her her stories and her actions live to the world? And as far as your comments about dumbing down and the illiteracy, it all goes back to the Nazis in the 30s wanting to bring forth fluoride to control the masses. And here we are in the United States. We've got cities around the United States that are trying to mandate fluoride into the water, and yet the British have come forth with articles citing how, and we're not talking about just Britain, we're talking about medical doctors. I mean, we're talking major medical doctors around the world with the International Health Administration chastising fluoride as being a chemical that will impair your neurons in your brain. And then you've got all these vaccinations out there that's going on. We're being hit not by one or two or three. We're being hit by 5 to 10 areas at the same time, and we've got an elected group of people that are nothing more than part of the cabal to destroy a large population of the world in some form of a genocide using this made-up bird flu that is man-made and being disseminated by the powers to be. Who are the powers to be? The big pharma. Who's the big pharma? The big pharmaceuticals? They're controlled by the Illuminati elite. And what do the big pharmaceuticals do? They control the banks. So it's all one big thing. And Don, you brought a lot of that out in your article. 100%.
Yeah, I did, especially in Hawaii. You see, the connection to Barack Obama and his surrogate family, the Dunhams, a.k.a. Maduna, reveal their communist, fascist spy names. And I apologize to those Russians out there. I used the term Russian on your show, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
And that's not fair for me to use that term, because they're not the communists. You know, they're not the fascists. They're not this international cabal of Satanists and Zionists, okay? So what we're experiencing now was something that began, as you pointed out, in the 1900s, in the early 1900s, and has just snowballed ever since. And we're witnessing that. Now, I want to stress that there are those out there that are saying, well, this has to happen because this is in the Bible. Well, there's not everything in the Bible is true. Not everything has been accurately transcribed.
Wait a minute. We got 24 books that's not even in our Bible.
Yes, exactly. And to say that someone who spoke Greek spoke perfect English, or someone who spoke perfect English spoke perfect Greek is insane. It's insanity. And
no, exactly. And those of us that play with the Russian language, or play with the Spanish language, or play with the Japanese language, you know, we're not linguists. There are people out there that have brain activity that are linguists, and they can ascertain the difference. But you know, my biggest problem is it's not a nation of people that's going after another nation of people. It's a group of Illuminatists that have embedded themselves at the hierarchy of the United States, of Russia, of China, of Korea. They're the ones pulling the strings. They're not for the people. And it's Matthew said it very succinctly in Matthew 16, verse 26. He said, "What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul?"
Yes. Yes, and that really that brings us to the crux of the matter. This is spiritual warfare that's going on.
Oh, you got that right. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We don't have a vision anymore. We have a 9-course dinner or a 7-course dinner. Pick and choose, ladies and gentlemen. The 7-course dinner is a hot dog and a 6-pack. A 9-course dinner is a bottle of champagne, some caviar, a hamburger, and a 6-pack.
Can I exchange the caviar for a pizza?
Well, that would be another one. You know, throw it in there with your 9-course dinner. Change out something, whatever.
Well, yeah, I get the point.
You put anchovies on the pizza?
No, absolutely not. The point here, Drew, that I make, and you're underscoring this, you're echoing my sentiments, is that this has been going on. It's perpetrated through satanic ritual and secret societies. Now, you think it's a coincidence. We've been talking about the 22nd of the month, actually on the 21st, just a few days ago. The celebrations at Bohemian Grove have taken place, and they're occurring in real time right now. And for those who are unfamiliar with Bohemian Grove, it gives the Satanists the chance to do their satanic rituals and their sacrifices. And many have reported having seen human sacrifices take place. So take it for whatever it's worth. This goes on, and it's going on all over the planet. And it's being done right in front of our faces right now. And these demons are so arrogant about it, they do it out in the open. They don't care. They really don't care.
Well, I agree. You know, everybody thinks, well, you know, you two, I'm getting a couple of IMs here. It says you two are talking about all this evil behind the scene, and how deep does it go? Well, how deep is the rabbit hole, guys? How deep is the rabbit hole? Where is it going to stop? You know, I'm going to tell you, the rabbit hole thing going on, and this isn't something that just happened recently with Barack Hussein Obama, or just recently with George W. Bush, or William Jefferson Clinton, or George Herbert Walker Bush. Look at these people. They're nothing but an aristocratic group of men and women who are out here controlling the bishops, i.e. Congress, and the knights, i.e. the Senate, and they don't give a hoot. They don't care about you. They want to starve you. They're promoting Monsanto. They're promoting Pioneer. They're promoting Bayer. They're promoting all of these chemical companies that are out there around the world, not only in the United States and Great Britain, but they're also doing such in Germany. And there are some people, the Russian, for instance, and Russian government, who have outlawed anybody coming into Russia with a genetically modified seed. Now, you think, well, how does this rhyme with the portal that Don Nikoloff has? It all comes together deep in the rabbit hole. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you got to recognize that a hungry man cannot hear. First, there must be the attempt to meet the most basic needs of man without making any requirements mandatory, while simply expressing the love of Christ and the honor of God. And uniting that scenario together is one of the things that Mary Ann Ponder wanted to do. And nobody's out there doing it. Nobody is paying attention to the rules and regulations of our Creator anymore. We've got to get back to living basics. You know, the bottom line is we've got people out there that want to control, greed. Somebody one day said, well, it's all about money. Well, whoa, wait a minute. Money is one of the things of control in power. It's all about power.
Yeah,
there was a man that once said that, I don't care who makes the law, allow me to control the money.
Yeah, that was Amschel Meyer Rothschild that said that. Drew, we've got a caller, Sheldon from Tucson. Welcome to Evident Footprints. Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Drew Raines?
Hi, guys. I didn't catch the top of the program here, and I usually don't tune into your show, Don, but I decided to tonight, and I was wondering, Drew, are you ready to tell the public about that 7-page document you're ready to put out tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm about ready to formulate this 7-page document for you guys to file in with your sheriff department. It's been dropped down from 50 pages, and we're about to wrap this sucker up. And, ladies and gentlemen, I will also have ready documentations that are set out for the United States District Court filings to file lawsuits in the United States District Court against the big pharmaceuticals that will be named. And all you'll have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is attach your name. I'm actually got, Sheldon, you'll be pleased to know that I've got an informer papas document for anybody out there that's an indigent, i.e. a homeless person, that can get his act cleaned up a little bit and get somebody to print these documents out and walk into any United States District Court office in the United States, whether it be a main office or a sub office, and file an informer papas lawsuit in the court system, unless these lawsuits are based on the big pharmaceuticals that are bringing mass genocide through the form of vaccinations. And I've also doctored this sucker up to include another lawsuit against Hussein Obama. I'm just finishing up the paragraphs with Hussein Obama where I'm inserting, I have standing because. Why do I have standing? Because, one, I pay my phone bill, and there's tax dollars that are being taken from my phone bill that I pay that go to the federal government, and the federal government is abusing that their power by putting those tax dollars in the hands of bailing out banks who are making billions of dollars off the taxpayers. Therefore, I have standing to know that the President of the United States meets the standards of which the nation was founded. So I'm having to do all, go. I'm doing this because I was inspired by faith more than anything else to throw in these two or three paragraphs, and I haven't got them formulated out yet, Sheldon. But these two or three paragraphs have got to outline how a person has standing in a federal court to go after Barack Hussein Baghdadi, long-legged Baghdadi.
Well, does that answer your question, Sheldon?
Yeah, pretty much. Just for the audience, don't be afraid of these people, folks. These people are criminals. We need to take action now. They're telling us they're not going to have these vaccines out until October. It's not true at all. Starting in the first week here in August, they're going to be doing swine flu vaccine trials in Rochester, New York. So they're already starting this, folks. Get with it. Have a good one,
yeah.
Guys.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank you, Sheldon. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all want to know who Sheldon is? Sheldon is behind-the-scenes fighter. Sheldon actually goes out there and makes sure a lot of radio shows that are addressing the real issues instead of just a bunch of people wanting to call into a radio show and hear themselves talk. He literally goes out there and makes sure shows such as Dr. Crawley and Dr. Wood, and those of you who don't know who Dr. Wood is, I suggest that you find out real fast. She's been uncovering the truth about 9/11 and the sequences there. Her lawsuits are still active after all these years. Those of you that think you file a lawsuit and it's over with, or you're going to have a day in court within two or three days, that's not how it works. You file a lawsuit, the other side has 30 days to respond. You have 15 days to respond to theirs, and then there's a period of time that goes by for depositions, interrogatories, and productions of documents. And if you're filing a lawsuit, the other side, i.e. the defendant, he has a right to come in and say, where's your documentation to prove that that this is going on? Well, when in a situation where you're suing for the birth certificate of Barack Hussein Obama, the documentation that you would probably be asked is, what standing do you have to prove that you have standing to file this suit pursuant to the fact that you pay some federal tax. Well, the documentation would be your phone bill, your electric bill, any bill that you have that you pay federal taxes. And if you're one of those few people out there that are filing federal income taxes or voluntarily filling out that piece of paper that's called the Federal Income Tax Form 1040, then you have standing because that's money that you paid in to the system. You have money that, therefore, that is controlled by the man that is holding the office fraudulently, this long-legged Matt Gaetti. And you need to understand, he is not a legally elected man to hold the office because he has no standing to be a president of the United States of America, because the rules and regulations of the United States of America specifically says that you must live in the United States for the last 14 years, and you must have been born in the United States, be over the age of 35, and Barack Hussein Obama cannot prove that he's even 35.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wonder if you can incorporate, or if you have incorporated anything in terms of the judge that may hear the case. And the judge's standing, having taken an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America.
Page 6, paragraph 3.
Okay, very good. now, when you say Dr.
I knew that was going to come. I knew that was coming.
When you say...
Now, ladies and gentlemen, he didn't tell me that he was going to ask that question.
Drew, when you say Dr. Wood, you're referring to mechanical engineering Dr. Judy Wood that has taught at Clemson University. I understand she also attended Virginia Tech.
Yes, and
okay.
She nails it like a hammer. I had a group of shows on my network with Wind Talkers just using the international phone bridges. And the quality of the show was fantastic overseas because they were running it through amps and amplifiers, but the quality of the show in the United States and the recorded part was pretty muffed up. And Sheldon, who does a fantastic job of editing out all the commercials from all of these individual talk shows out there, he does a superior job with RBN. I've learned that he does one heck of a great job with eliminating the commercials. He takes a two-hour show and converts it to about an hour and 10 minutes, an hour and 15 minutes. It's not an hour and 15. I think it's about an hour and 12 minutes long, because they have literally approximately 47 minutes of commercials.
Mm-hmm. Now, Drew, you brought up an issue which is very important, and I want to address the issue regarding these foreclosures that are taking place all over the country.
Well, we can always address that, because nobody's being told how many foreclosures are going down. And it's all lies, ladies and gentlemen. We've got foreclosures out there that are sitting there empty, and people can move in them because they don't have enough people watching them. And they're like right here in Arkansas, we've got one law firm over here that's foreclosing on 20 homes a day.
Yeah. Now, many of these foreclosures are starting to end up in court. And what people need to understand is, and this is their ace up the sleeve, so to speak, is that if you don't have a copy of the original agreement, if you've not been given a copy of that, it's an illegal transaction. And Deutsche Bank is floundering in these right now. And they've lost several cases. I know they lost...
Four that I know personally.
Well, they lost three cases in Cleveland, Ohio, and there are some other cases. It's either in New Jersey or Massachusetts within the last week. And this has been written about by Christopher Story at worldreports.org. And in fact, I have many of his articles posted on my site in the news section. And he dealt with this issue way back in 2006 and again in 2008, talking about the fact that because of the Ponzi schemes going on, the derivatives in the hedge fund, and the amount of money that's being shuffled back and forth internationally from one bank to another, The bailout, for instance, was intended to feed these international banks. Only 10% of that money's actually gone to those banks, even though they've been promised the whole original 800 million, and that's already in the trillions, that amount of money. Not to mention the trillions that are being stolen behind the scene. On a regular daily basis, this is going on. This money's being shuffled from bank to bank, and people are being thrown out of their homes illegally, actually criminally, because this is organized crime doing this. This is nothing legitimate. These contracts are being sold in bulk to be placed into the stock market as hypothecated holdings. And they grow interest, and people invest capital into it, and then the money is put into offshore accounts around the world. And they have to cash these in, they have to show source of funds. This has been their problem. This is the problem, that they've stolen this, you see, and they have to admit to that. They're not in compliance with Basel III. Basel III is an agreement worldwide that all the banks, all the monetary systems are going to have a gold standard. That's the bottom line. Well, where's the gold? They've stolen the gold, you see. So they're in a quandary. And this is why you're not hearing the truth on the mainstream media. This is why these guys spin the story. They blame it on a corrupt guy here in an insurance company. And yes, the insurance company companies are holding companies. They invest in real estate. They invest in stocks. They pool these holdings that they have. Your money that you're paying for all kinds of insurance, automotive insurance, house insurance, life insurance, annuities of all kinds, mutual funds. These are constantly stolen. And you can go back to Silverado Savings and the multi-billions that were stolen there by Neil Bush. And what did he get? He got a slap on the wrist for that. Okay, that was one of the first disclosures of this. Then we had BCCI. You remember that, Drew? And then Enron and WorldCom, and those documents were destroyed in 9/11. They were at the World Trade Center, intentionally destroyed to cover it up. And they stole gold during that time. So there's a pattern, and it's right there before our eyes. And Sheldon is right to push Dr. Judy Wood's research, because it does answer many of the questions as to what happened. And it's not an airplane crashing into a 110-story skyscraper twice, and then a 47-story skyscraper that wasn't even hit by an airplane comes down. Come on, people, wake up. Go ahead, Drew.
I think there's a lot of people out there woke up that have been waking up. They're just been dumbed down to the point. And we do have people out there, but they're not getting involved enough. There's too many people out there that are drawing some form of an income, and it's more income than they had before because it's money they're getting in from one source or another. Maybe they won a lotto, or they've got an uncle that's passed away and left them a lot of money. But they're still afraid to go out and invest money with truth seekers such as Don Nikoloff and Sheldon and Rebecca Carley and my herbalist and other master herbalists out there. They're afraid that these people are shysters or are just trying to milk them out of some money one way or another. I get very little support, and yet I continue on. Because I do have one or two or three people out there that will send a donation to me, and sometimes I go 2 months and my bills are 2 months behind, and I just look up and people say, well, don't you worry about it, and I say, no, I have faith in God. He'll send me somebody, and when I get my I get behind somebody like Greg Evenson is rewarded with a large. A donation, or not a donation, but a large meeting where he's got 20 or 30 or 40 guys that come to him and pay him a few dollars, several hundred dollars total, and he makes a donation. And just recently, his major donation caught my bills up for the first time in over a year, since Mary Ann Ponder died. My bills are literally paid up, and I don't have a bill sitting on my desk that's due. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't tomorrow, but at this time, for the first time in over 2 years, and a lot of you people think, well, you're just a dumb Marine. I got news for you guys. I may be a dumb Marine, but I'm going to tell you something. I own a real estate company, an electronic company, a parts distribution company. I ran them all out of one office on Cantrell Road that had a square foot area of only 360 square feet. And I had 15 agents working with me and a warehouse in the back that my girls would go in and pack up parts and send them around the world. And I was knocking off 25 G's a month profit. Now, I'm not talking about growth. I'm talking about net profit that went into my hands. And sometimes it would be a little less by $5,000 or $6,000, or sometimes it would be a little more by $8,000 to $10,000, depending on if I sold a house and got paid by the Veterans Administration the 6% commission that the VA sells or pays to real estate brokers who sell one of their homes. And I would invariably go out and sell one or two VA homes a month in the $30,000 to $50,000 range, because I was selling them to individuals who didn't have a lot of money. And every once in a while, I would sell one in the $120,000 to $150,000 a month. And every once in a while, I'd sell one from HUD. But I was consistently making $15,000 a month strictly on my parts business. And that parts business was destroyed by the elitist who moved all of the electronic manufacturing facilities for computer consumer parts to China. And the parts that were coming out of China, they wouldn't meet the quality. So my business was going down too fast. I have a girl out there in Southern California, Mary Jo. I won't mention her last name, but Mary Jo, she and I became friends in 1989, because it was nothing for me to pick a phone up and call her and tell her I needed 20,000 EEPROM, an EEPROM. That's an erasable, electronic, programmable, random access memory chip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was buying 20,000 a month and yeah, reselling them and making $3 profit gross. And that $3 profit paid my overhead, my rent, my phone bill. It was nothing for me to have a phone bill, Don, of $3,500 a month. A phone bill. And $3,500, I could live out a half a year in the conditions that I'm living in now on $3,500.
Well, you didn't have Magic Jack back then.
No, I didn't have Magic Jack. I don't use Magic Jack, but I didn't have Skype. I didn't have unlimited long distance. I had 3 800 phone numbers,
yeah,
and people were calling me constantly asking me for different advice, okay?
Well, you know, see, you know what you're describing, too, even the phone company made their share of the loot, didn't they? It's not,
oh,
just the oil companies. And
UPS, which UPS loved the heck out of me. They would pick up they would bring me a personal truck in the morning sometime. It would be just a little bitty van, but they would bring me 10 or 12 boxes of parts. And they would do that to me because these things were coming in next day air or
mm-hmm.
second day blue. And that was in the day when second day blue, you could get a second day blue letter out to anywhere in the United States for $5. And next day air cost you $12.50 or seven and a half. If it was a letter, people don't realize. You know, you could bundle up a bunch. And when UPS came to my door in the afternoon and picked up my stuff, they actually put me on the as the third from the last stop to go in, because they knew that I had tons of next day, second day, and ground services going around the world. And at 8 o'clock at night, they had a drop box put in less than a mile from my office where I could go down and put in late orders, and I would fill that drop box up with maybe 10 or 12 next day air letters or second day blue letters. And they wouldn't mind if I dropped in one or two ground boxes. They would take it in its own convenience, because I was filling up that box, and they were making thousands of dollars a month on freight for me. It was nothing for my UPS bill to come in and be $8,000 to $10,000.
Yeah. And boy, that's changed too. And you know, Fritz Springmeier in his book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, goes into some detail about Federal Express and their ownership by the Rothschild family. Isn't that interesting that the Federal Reserve and Federal Express, which has been highly used by the CIA and is no more federal than the Federal Reserve, is probably the most expensive of all the shipping companies. You know, to send a letter next day air is what, $35 or more. I mean, it's ridiculous the amount of money that these people make for this when that's all they do. But you can't rely on the post office these days, regardless of what the cost of a stamp is or what they proclaim they do. It takes me a month to get my Idaho Observer, and they were sending those out first class. So you know, it's a never-ending battle, the amount of corruption that's out there and the incompetence of those given the power to put others out of business or to control how business is conducted. We need to start putting our foot down, don't we, about a lot of these things, Drew?
Oh, yeah. And standing up for morals. And why elect somebody to an office that's sleeping around, that has a known problem? The problem here, ladies and gentlemen, is the mass news media is not free anymore. It's not independent. It's controlled by 10 or 12 people. We've got to get back. We don't have radio stations anymore. It's gotten to the point where we've got probably 30 radio stations in Little Rock that are, and of the 30 radio stations, they're controlled by 3 people.
Yeah, most of those are probably Clear Channel stations, aren't they?
Right. And here's the big catch on this. Clear Channel owns 10 stations. And you want to know how in the world do they have the money to operate a radio station and all these radio stations that they just play music all day and do a little news feed every hour at the top of the hour. But then you go to their main office and you see that these other radio stations, they may have 3 radio stations in one room that's 8 feet by 12 feet. And one microphone, and one guy comes in there and he does the news and puts it on a CD or a DVD or a reel-to-reel tape, and it automatically plays. And it automatically plays music. So why are they doing that? Because they control the frequency. So nobody else can independently buy that frequency and get the truth out.
Yeah. Well, Drew, in our closing moments here, we brought up a lot of different issues on the show. And thank you for sharing your business background, your resume with us. No one doubts your intelligence and your business acumen. What really stands out is your patriotism and your unending willingness to reveal the truth about many, many things. You're tackling many things on your show, by the way. I should mention your show to the listening audience.
Do I have a radio show? I thought I was a guest on other radio shows. It just sometimes I wonder, do I have a radio
show? Yeah. Drew's show is called A Marine's Disquisition, and it's heard Monday through Friday on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and Blog Talk Radio Network also around the world. And you want to give out the times and all of that for the folks in the military, because you're real good at the.
Well, first of all, I just got an IM coming up that says, no, he doesn't. He comes on Tuesday through Saturday.
Well, yeah, Tuesday through Saturday. If you're in
if you're in New Zealand or Australia, Southeast Asia, it's, yeah, Tuesday through Saturday. And if you're in the United States of America and Western Europe. We say Western Europe. We don't say Eastern Europe. Western Europe, meaning Great Britain and Scotland and Ireland and Germany Western Russia, the Ukraine, those areas over there, it is Monday through Friday. And the time frame is 2200 hours Zulu time, or Greenwich Mean Time, depending on if you understand what those terms are. And if you don't understand what those times are, just go to Chicago, Illinois, get on the upper level and look at the big clock, and the little hand is on the 4, and the big hand's on the 12. That's 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard United States of America time. In Chicago, Denver, Chicago, Kansas City, St. Louis, Memphis, Tennessee, Dallas, Fort Worth, New Orleans, Louisiana, and my hometown of Shreveport. For those of you out in Shreveport, remember the little hand is on the 4.
And Eastern time, it's on the 5. The big
and
hand.
And those of you over there and on the East Coast, the little hand's on the 5. Those of you up in New York City that's running that one-armed bandit.
Now you also have your own website, and the web address on that is amd.elequity.com, and you post a regular news and views there. You send that news and views out in an email to thousands of people on a daily basis, and or let's say semi-weekly, because I know sometimes that you are just so busy that you don't send one out, but you make up for it with the next one. I know that. and time permitting, we'll say. But you're sharing the stories. Often I see you carrying some of the same stories that I'm carrying. It's amazing that those of us that are trying to get the truth out picking and choosing, sorting this out, and discerning what we feel is important to people. What do you think the most important, in a thousand words or less, what are the most important stories that are out there right now? What should people be looking at, really, to understand what they must do to prepare for the coming times?
Survival. Articles on how to grow your own food. Articles on how to prepare and stand up and say, sir, no sir, that is an illegal order. Articles on vaccinations to show that you don't have to, that you shouldn't have vaccinations. The most important right now in my personal life is autism. And the fact that I've just recently discovered that prior to 1985, autism was less than 1 in 10,000 babies. And now it's in 1 in 15. And then you look at what they're doing with the vaccinations. You need to understand what the vaccinations are all about. Here, another classic example is I have a guest called Colorado Al who comes on, and he literally comes out and says, wait a minute, in the 1800s, they didn't even have the term cancer in a documentation. Articles on cancer and the truth about cancer and the fact that cancer's been cured by people like Royal Raymond Rice and the people before the American Medical Association, which is nothing more than an extended arm of the big pharmaceuticals, knew that the hemp oil would cure cancers, lesions, diarrhea, dysentery, you name it. But here we are. Hemp oil has been outlawed. Hemp oil was outlawed because hemp oil could be used to run a diesel engine, and you could grow enough of it in a field to run your diesel tractor. So you wouldn't. These are things you need to educate yourself on what's coming. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's coming. This nation is about to fall on its face worse than the Rome did, and it's going to fall fast. It's going to be like the Khazars coming into Rome and sacking Rome, and there's nothing left. You've got to learn how to survive and get out in the wilderness and grow your own food and understand how to network. And I'm going to leave you with one last thing, ladies and gentlemen, and that is networking with those who believe in your belief, your moral standard. Understand that the queers out there are not going to support you. They don't care about you. They care about their agenda. The homosexuals, the pedophiles, they know that their time on this earth is coming to an abrupt end. And they're doing everything they can to grab the long-legged Mac Daddy and prevent you from learning the truth, because here's a man sitting in Washington, D.C. who's trying to enslave the world. But we can't stop it. We can uncover it, because it's coming. And it may come sooner than you think. It may begin next Monday with this national exercise that is bringing troops from around the world. Ask yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, one simple question. Why do we need Mexican troops on American soil doing an exercise training when they can't even control what's going on in Mexico? Five drug lords control the western part of Mexico to no end. The only safe place in Mexico to live right now happens to be Mexico City. And ask yourself, why are they sending 12,000 Mexican troops to train in the United States that don't speak English, that don't understand the English language? Ask yourself that question. That's all I got to say, Doc.
Well, that opens up a whole myriad of other other comments that I could make. I noticed that we have three military bases. Of course, this is being sold to the public as improvement to existing bases in Colombia, which poises our military to strike Venezuela. So you can see them pushing this agenda of a North American Union. There's nothing wrong with being friends with our neighbors in Canada or having them be friends with us. But this necessity to amalgamate these countries when we have illegal aliens coming over the borders and they want to imprison the people that live here. Does that make sense? Does anyone notice that this is going on? Does anyone see the doublespeak here? The duplicity, the deceit that's involved. It's been a major issue that our borders are left unprotected, and yet, as you just pointed out, they're going to bring foreign troops into our country? For what reason? For what reason? Why not send the foreign troops to Afghanistan and Iraq and bring our guys home? That's what I say. Bring our people home where they can, if our country needs to be protected, they will protect us. Well, you see, it's a big psychological game. It's nothing but lies. It's nothing but organized crime masquerading under the color of law. And I'm sure you would probably agree with me, and there are many out there listening that know that that's the case. We have to take responsibility and as I say, grow some hair. Not necessarily on our heads. That's an inside joke for Drew.
I heard that. Well, now, I have one little pleading out there, ladies and gentlemen. I have a 500 gigabyte hard drive on my computer that's in the process of dying. So if anybody out there has a 500 or bigger hard drive, I would appreciate it because this just came up here in the last 2 hours, and it may prevent me from putting up a bunch of information, specifically the lawsuit information is sitting on this hard drive, and all this has happened just in the last 2 hours. Does that surprise you? I mean, here I am, and I don't know if this is just the divine will or the spiritual war that's being hit. I know that I'm being attacked left and right out here, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't need much. You know, I own my house. I own this sucker outright. They can't take it away from me. They can make me pay school board taxes, because I haven't found a way to really fight the school board tax issue to where I'm comfortable in going in and suing the state of Arkansas over the school board tax. But it's not that much. You know, it's just a couple of $100 a year. I may be two years behind, but I've got 7 years to catch up, or five more years to catch up. And I'm not worried about it, because I see, Don, a massive attack on America from within by the Illuminati within the next year, if not the next week. if not in this whole thing coming coming down. I will promote one book out there, ladies and gentlemen, or two books. One book is called Patriots, Surviving the Coming Collapse. And you need to get your hands on that book. I forgot John Wesley's last name, dadgummit. But that book is an outstanding book of a fiction that talks about what we're living in right now. John Wesley Walls. And another book that you need to get your hands on is Crisis Preparedness. Crisis Preparedness. It's a handbook. And you need to get that. Those two books. One is to enlighten you what we're about to go through. The other one is an outline of things that you need to stock up on, ideas on how to prepare for living without power. And I mean power, I mean electricity, I mean gasoline. I'm talking about using a bicycle to travel in. And if you want to get a bigger book, there's a book out there that's called Basic Preparedness, and it's more like an 8x10 book volume, and it's put out by the Survival Center out of Oregon. I don't get a dime for promoting these books. These are books that you need to have in your files to basically help save yourself. And you need to understand, we can reconquer this country. We can take this country back. And it's when we cleanse this country, it's going to be bloody. It's not going to be no church or social. It's not going to be turning any left cheek or right cheek. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be massively bloody. And you're going to see friends and relatives die around this nation. You need to get set up for it. It's going to make the 1789 French Revolution look like somebody was throwing mud pies and at the politics. That's how bad it's going to be. And there's going to be a massive cleansing.
Okay, Drew, we got a caller responding to your, now I got to scratch that. Do you need a SATA drive or an IDE drive?
Doesn't make any difference. I can use either one.
Either one. There you go. Okay, we got the response out there. So it looks like you may have a drive on the way.
Okay.
I'll recommend again that to get in touch with you, that person go to amd.elequity.com, Drew's website. You can Google Drew Malone Reigns, it'll take you there too.
Yeah, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, I get 35,000 hits every day on that website. My webmaster Megan Love, she scratches her head and she says, "What did you say today, man? There's a lot of people."
Well, Drew, thank you so much for being on the show. You're going to be on again next week, and so I want to encourage everyone to tune in. You've been on actually every week this month, and I don't know when I'm going to be on your show again, but I'm sure you'll put the word
out.
Wait
a minute, hold it. Now, you've been on my show three times this week. I don't know when. My invitation to you is always, if there's something pertinent, for you to call in.
Yeah, but you're talking about a phone call. You know what I'm saying. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just having fun. You'll be on the 30th. That'll be next Thursday or Friday, depending on where you are in the world. Okay. So we got that covered.
That's if we're all here.
Yes, I think we'll be here. There's a good
chance.
Well,
we may lose power.
Well, God willing, we'll get it back. Won't we?
I understand that. Remember, Don, next week is the week they're doing this national level exercise, 2009, here in the United States. And as we do ours, they're doing the tailspin. Talesman Saber, I should say, in Australia, specifically around Brisbane. And Megan, my webmaster, is she's concerned. She's concerned. A lot of American military people are concerned, including people like Sheriff Mack and Jack McLam. And you know something, we never mentioned the fact that John Statmiller was arrested tonight.
Yeah, he witnessed a traffic stop, parked his vehicle on the other side of the highway, I understand. I think you filled in some of the gaps on that. And I heard a couple of people on Republic Broadcasting referring to that. So he's spending the night in jail on a what appears to be a bogus warrant, a bogus arrest warrant. So this is what we go through, folks, in the process of bringing you the truth, but we're going to keep doing it.
And I want to institute, I know there's a couple of girls that are listening right now that and I say girls because all women are girls to me. And that's with 100% respect, ladies. I want you to all start paying attention of where you go, when you go somewhere, and watch over your shoulder, especially if you're outspoken, especially if you're on talk radio anywhere and you call in the shows. Look over your shoulder over the next few days, especially this next week, because, ladies and gentlemen, I've witnessed myself personally where the Black Booted Thugs, a.k.a. police department, sheriff department, are monitoring my movement out of my property in my roadster when I go to the grocery store. And the grocery store is less than a half a mile away. However, the grocery store, from that grocery store, it's got six exits. Now, they can't put six officers on my posterior, but they do put one down there. And what they haven't realized is I'm a little more due diligence than the average Joe Blow. I see them, and then I go in a completely opposite direction and then snake through the subdivisions to get back to my house. Sometimes it takes me 20 minutes to drive home when it only takes me 5 minutes to go to the grocery store. And it's 5 minutes down, 5 minutes back. So pay attention, protect yourself, and look over your shoulder, especially these next 2 weeks, Don.
Okay, well, we put this word out not to create fear, but just to let people know that we're paying attention to what's going on, and it's got a hidden meaning behind it.
And they should. They should watch what's going on. They should. If they see a woman pulled over on the side of the road and it's going on dark, they should stop and witness what's going on, even if it's broad daylight. Help protect your fellow neighbor, ladies and gentlemen. That's what God tried to give us with the lessons of helping the beggar on the side of the road.
Yeah. Drew Raines, thank you for being on the show tonight, and I look forward to your appearance next week and any that I may have on a Marine's disquisition. Thank you for being on the show.
That's quite all right. God bless everybody, and remember, good night, wherever you are, around the world. Chessie Puller, Marianne Ponder, Major General Smelly Darlington Butler, we know you're there. We know you're watching over us. God bless.
God bless. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBS Radio. It's time for us to say good night. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. Seth Hendrick on the sound. And we want to give a shout-out to the many thousands of people in the United Galactic Federation, Galaxy of Hendon, who are listening to this broadcast on a nightly basis. We thank you for your service and devotion to God and Jesus Christ and to what is going on here on planet Earth. With that, I wish everyone out there in the listening audience a night or day filled with peace, love, and light. Have a good night.